Hello there, and welcome to the Palm and Pine Podcast. The boys are coming to you from their hidden camp, set deep in the Florida woods on the banks of the mystic Suwannee River. So let's take a moment and hear from the boys of old Florida.
Okay, folks, welcome to the Palm and Pine Podcast, and we got a great show lined up. As usual, I'm here with the professor, Professor Barlow. And, hey, we got a great guest today, Professor Barlow. I'm excited. I couldn't sleep last night thinking about this.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited to be here.
I tell you, we are fired up today. Today we have Aubrey. And, Aubrey, you want to give your last name?
Brown.
Bobby Brown.
Nothing too fancy,
well,
but...
we're probably related. We got a lot of cousins.
Oh, yeah.
We got a lot of Browns. Probably. Right,
probably.
But, Aubrey runs a platform profile, I guess. Is that the way to say it, on Instagram? And when I first looked at it, it's Florida Folk History. And when I first looked at your profile, it was probably... I was actually setting up the Palm and Pine Podcast Instagram. Came across your profile. You know how the algorithms kind of connect profiles. And at that time, this was maybe 3 or 4 months ago, you had about 18,000 followers. Very impressive. But beyond that, what really impressed me was the content. And of course, the content explains the followers, right? And so a little more about Aubrey before we really get into the meat of this. But you have that profile, the Florida Folk History, and you also recently authored a book.
Yes.
of your artwork.
And yes.
I want to talk about that as well. And you're, like Doug and I, multi-generational Floridian, so that's great as well. So you're an artist, a storyteller. Doug and I have been known to tell a couple of stories.
Tall tales,
right.
I love
right,
that.
Right. You're originally from Redland.
Yes.
And now you're in Levy County, right here where we live.
So we want
to get into all of this
and
learn all about it. But anyway, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here. This is my first time on a podcast and like my first time coming out from behind the scenes. So I'm really excited.
Well, hey, we're glad to have you. And you're not coming out too far behind the scenes because we'll get about 18 views.
Oh, hopefully. No, we're going to get a lot more.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, we are, Doug and I have been doing this for 6 months now, and it's kind of snowballing, right?
Yeah.
I know you started, you got a few, so... so we're growing and we're happy about that. But yeah, I wanted to talk to you, Aubrey, about your background.
Mm-hmm.
So you grew up and I think you had maybe your grandmother influenced you.
Yes.
What got you into Florida folk history?
My meemaw. I always tell everybody it's kitchen table. And people are always surprised. I was not interested really in history. Growing up,
right.
not like in school, I never had a history teacher, for example. Like you would think that I had this history teacher that influenced me to really get into it. No, like I was more into English, more into art. But my grandmother was always very passionate about keeping the family history alive. And she always told me so many stories about our ancestors and how our family came to be. And it just kept, it sparked a fire in me to want to keep that alive, because I would talk to people and they would tell me they don't even know sometimes like their grandparents' names.
Right.
You know,
right.
And I think that's so sad. Mm-hmm. Because when you hear these stories of how far people have come, it really gives you so much appreciation for where we are now. And also in a personal way, like I just don't want to think that the things that we accomplish in this life are forgettable,
right.
You know? So I think it's so important for us to keep these stories and keep these memories alive.
Yeah. You know, I think I read somewhere that generally you kind of maintain the like 3 generations of
right.
memory. Like maybe you remember your grandparents, right?
Exactly.
And then maybe you have some memory of your great grandparents, but then when we lose our grandparents, you're stepping it out again. So it is really hard to have that continuity through those generations. Doug and I are seventh generation.
I think I'm about 7'2".
So to even get back that far is very difficult. You really got to dig into it. And it does take people like you putting this stuff out there in such an engaging way that keeps folks interested in that. And I'll be honest, I don't know about Doug, but I didn't really get into history till I think there's a switch that flips when you hit 50 years old.
Really?
And all of a sudden, you're into history and birding.
Oh, for sure.
So that happens.
I think I hit that a little early.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Good.
Because I'm 33, so.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Awesome. So you started this Instagram, and again, kind of based on your background, not necessarily influenced by a teacher or anything like that,
mm-mm.
but being truly immersed in actual Florida history
yes.
with your family.
Yes.
So when did you start the Instagram profile?
I think 2019.
Okay.
So it's been a while, and you know, and it's been ups and downs. Like I struggle with my mental health. So there's been times where I've taken like, oh my God, months, you know, and didn't post anything.
Right.
And was worried like if I come back, will there still be an audience? And it was still there just because it's sheer determination.
Yeah.
I have a vision and I have a mission. And it's so clear to me, you know, so I always tell people like I've never posted for followers. I kind of had that little cult following for a while and it blew up, but I've never been about the algorithm. I've never been about, you know, the savvy hashtags or anything like that. It's just, I really do feel people want quality content. We're living in an era of slop. We can talk about AI and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
We're living in an era of just, it's just garbage.
Yeah.
You go on YouTube and it's whatever. And I think that people are hungry for real information and something to care about.
Yeah. I think you've hit it because here on the Palm and Pine podcast, what Doug and I really focus on is authenticity.
Yes.
Being authentic.
Yes.
Just being who we are, right? And being real. And that's why we're out here on the porch, right? And if it's raining, guess what? It's raining.
Yep, yep.
That's part of it.
That.
If there's much crows calling, that's part of it. If there's somebody, you know, trespassing, yelling at us, you know, all of that is just part of it. But it's authentic. It's who we are. We don't have a script. We just, you know, talk about what we want to talk about and have a lot of fun and just try to reflect, you know, our culture and who we are. And I think you're right. I think that's what people are longing for because everything's fake and scripted and AI generated.
They want something real and something that they can connect to. And again, something to care about. And that's something that with every post that I make, I try to say, it's not just important to tell people the facts. They have to know why should I care? Why is this something that I personally should care about?
Now, I noticed, too, on your profile, on your, it's florida.folk.history.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing I've noticed, you go through your post, and it's everything. So you'll have, you know, the Seminole tribe. You'll have a Jewish family or maybe a Jewish enclave or maybe a Greek family or a Menorcan family or, you know, crackers like us, right? So you do really cover the full breadth. Florida is so diverse. A lot of people don't know that. They just think it's Walt Disney and the beach.
I know.
But you do a great job of that. How do you do that wide breadth of research? Where do you find all these stories?
I mean, people ask me all the time, like, do you eat? Do you sleep? And the answer is no. Like, I'm on Wikipedia, like, going down rabbit holes all the time. I'm constantly reading. And talking to people too. I love being able to get reader submissions because that's how you get the stuff that's not in the textbooks. Mm-hmm. These family stories that people relate to sometimes more than these battles or
right.
someone like Henry Flagler, this rich guy.
Right.
People want to hear about people like them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really proud of being able to connect people from across cultures and contribute to our shared culture. I don't know if you watch Stingray Tom on YouTube. He's really great. Okay. But he's a Florida historian. And he calls Florida, it's not a melting pot, it's a conch chowder. Because isn't that great? Everything, it's not that everybody's cultures just get diluted and melted together and assimilated. Our cultures are still unique, and you get that individual flavor without losing anything, but it all comes together in a beautiful way.
The thing I love about Florida is you got the cracker culture. You got all these different cultures.
Yes.
You can drive 10 minutes and be in a different world.
Yes.
You leave Levy County, for example, where we are today, and drive over to Alachua County. Very different. And that's what, 25 minutes, you know?
Right.
Totally different culture and a lot of different cultures. And within Levy County, there's several cultures as well. So it's a very, I think, a unique property of Florida life is that it is so many different cultures. And you're right, they don't necessarily blend because they retain their identity. But one question I want to ask you about in that regard, something we're concerned about, and I think you would share this, is Florida's changing so fast.
Yes.
I think we have about 800 people per day that move into the state, and with COVID that accelerated, but it's been that way all of our lives.
Right.
That's a lot of people, right?
Yes.
And one thing that happens to Floridians is we lose our culture.
Right.
This town that where Douglas and I grew up and where we were born also in Plant City, very different today. And so one of the things that's great about your work is you're working to preserve that. So someone moves here, they have no clue what Florida is. If they go to your platform, they're going to start to see, wow, there's a lot in the weeds, so to speak.
And I get comments like that all the time. And I love the term, cranky, a cracker Yankee. Because if you come here and you move to Florida and you embrace what Florida really is, you're a Floridian to me. Mm-hmm. You know, even my hero Osceola was not born in Florida. But he fought for Florida, and that was where his heart was. So that's what's most important. But it is a really tricky thing. How do you, unless you put limits on how many people can move into a state, what are you going to do about it? There's nothing we can really do about that, but we can inspire people to embrace Florida culture. Even if you're not born and raised in Florida, don't come here and try and change what, like they say, don't New York my Florida.
Yeah.
And that irritates me so much is when I've literally heard people say like, oh, well, this was just swamps before us New Yorkers came down here and we brought our pizza and this and that. I'm like, you can take it back. Give me my swamps.
So now since you've been running the site Florida Folk History, what is the most amazing story that you would say you have uncovered? Give us a little history.
Oh, my God. That's such a hard question because every time I uncover a new story, there's so many of them. I honestly have to say though, Osceola is, I think that's the reason he's my profile picture is he is the most incredible man that ever walked the soils of Florida.
That's saying a lot, rather.
Yeah.
Now, are all the stories we hear about him true? Somebody ended up in his head?
And yes, that is true. That is true. So, I mean, I'm not an expert. I could get you in contact with direct descendants even if you wanted. But I know it is a special interest of mine. Like, if you want to talk Osceola, we can talk Osceola all day.
So where was he born and what brought
him? He was born in Tallahassee, Alabama. So he was a Creek, not a Seminole, but his mother, his father was white. We don't know. There's a couple of different guys that may be his father, but his mother was Creek. And so during the Seminole Wars, when Andrew Jackson pushed the Seminoles out of Alabama into Florida, she ended up going into the Seminoles And because Creek and Seminole, they are matrilineal, they he was considered full Seminole.
Right.
But like a lot of, there's so many myths about him. Like, he was never a chief.
Yeah.
A lot of people think that he was a chief. It's more appropriate to call him just a war leader.
Okay.
But he just inspires me. Like, he is the reason I do what I do.
Yeah.
Because I see him as, like, a person that stood by his convictions and never surrendered. And I'm, when I do what I do, because I do face backlash sometimes for sharing certain things. Mm-hmm. And I have to always say, like, you know, what, and that's why I put it on a poster, which I'm really proud to work in collaboration with the tribes on, that says, "What would Osceola do?" Because that's something I genuinely live by.
Yeah.
Standing by your convictions, even when it gets tough, even when it gets scary.
Standing up for your principles.
Yes.
Yeah.
And standing up for people, because, and I center people on my platform, because I'm a descendant not only of crackers, but from conks. And down in Key West, we have the saying, one human family.
Right.
And I really believe that with my whole heart. Like, and family gets messy sometimes, family gets hurtful sometimes,
sure.
But we have to listen to one another, and we have to hold space for one another, because we all belong here. And we're all part of something beautiful. We have the longest history in the United States, going back longer than anybody.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, it's a lot of hurt, a lot of healing, but a lot of moving forward. And we are where we are today because of everything that's happened in the past. And it makes me so proud. I'm so proud to be a Floridian.
Yeah,
you know,
awesome. I think, you know, you're touching on something there where we're proud. We're multi-generation Floridians. We're proud of our ancestry, but we always got to remember we're all in the human family. We're, you know, we'll make light of the New Yorkers coming down and moving in the villages. Doug and I love to make fun of them.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, we're all human, and we got to respect each other, give each other that room, and at the same time, balance having that pride in your particular family, your particular background. But it can be done.
Right. I totally believe it. You know, that's like one story that I guess would make me really proud to asking about a story that's important to me is, you know, my family has always talked about having a long connection and relationship with the Seminole tribes, but doing research, I was able to find an article, written by one of my relatives that confirmed that my fifth great grandfather, Temple Penn, he was the first territorial representative of Dade County and the first senator, I believe, of Dade County.
Wow.
But he was also a wrecker, kind of a pirate guy.
Yeah.
He was the lighthouse keeper at Key Biscayne, but he also was a Seminole sympathizer during the wars.
Okay.
And he played fiddle for them at their dances.
Wow.
And
wow.
They talked about how they were never afraid of the Seminoles during the wars because they were genuine friends. And even when there was going to be skirmishes, the Seminole would tell my relatives, "Look, we're going to go to war, light out to another key and just lay low for a while." So like my family legacy shows it's possible for people to live together. You don't have to assimilate and be one melting pot of a people. You can keep your unique identities. And I think that's beautiful and wonderful, but we don't have to change each other.
Right.
You know?
Right. That's right.
So do you have any stories involving Levy County yet? Or
I was really, that was one that really shocked me too, was that Levy County was going to be a Jewish utopia.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
Yuli Levy.
His father was from Morocco and wanted to build a Jewish utopia here near Micanopy.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I believe the plantation was burned during the Seminole Wars.
Okay.
So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, and I don't think he fared very well through the Civil War.
No,
either,
no.
Maybe, yeah.
So.
Wow. Wow.
I mean, you would never think out here is pure cracker country. Imagine.
Yeah, a Jewish enclave.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But and you've got a write up on that actual topic, Doug, on her on her Instagram. So anything you can think of, man, I tell you, the width and breadth of what you have. I tell you one thing I love, if you've never been to the Instagram page, just take a walk through her archived stories. Oh my gosh.
And I'm still building them.
I know you had 10 or 12. I don't know how many are there, but oh my gosh, they're incredible. You will be an instant Florida history major if you do that little tour.
What I love about it too, it's a challenge, it's a blessing and a curse, is that Instagram limits me to 2,000 characters, which means, unfortunately, sometimes I have to really flatten complicated stories. So people are always like, you should have said this, you should have said that. And I'm like, listen, I can only say so much. Right. But at the same time, it's 5-minute history. It's something that you could sit down on your break, scroll a little bit, and be smarter for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go way back. So say when Ponce de Leon landed in Florida, that we're told he's the first European to land here. Do you do much with that era? That goes even back before the Seminoles.
I love that.
The original Indians.
Yes, the Lost Tribes. That's kind of a special interest of mine, too, which is what the book I published is The Art of Pre-Columbian People. So I'm very interested in the original tribes, what they call the Lost Tribes, which I think is a bit of a dated term because they weren't really lost. But I love we're going to St. Augustine this week, for 4th of July. Oh, okay. So I love that history because it's ground zero for American history. Everyone starts American history with the 13 colonies, but I really think it should start with Florida. Yeah,
right. So your book, I believe it's, and I have a copy. I was one of the first ones to buy it.
Really? oh, my gosh. It's
Florida History Artwork entitled Forgotten Florida, The Art of Its Ancient.
Yes.
And that is what Doug was just asking. So you've actually done artwork of those, what you call lost tribes, right in this book, and we're going to put a link to your book
on
here. It's a great coffee table book, is kind of what I see it as. But,
thank you.
It really, really is, really takes you back in time.
But you know, Ponce de Leon, when he landed, the Indians apparently already didn't like Europeans. It's pretty clear. So, like, there had been some other interaction, possibly with
From Cuba, the Caribbean, from exactly. Okay. Yeah. Well, so that's proof too. There was extensive, you know, trade and flow of information from all over. So there's so much we don't know about how interconnected. We know that, for instance, the mounds up in Tallahassee, like the Lake Jackson mounds, they were connected to more of the southeastern tribes. Going all the way up to places like Cahokia in Illinois. So, I mean, the ancient world was really, it amazes me how complex it was.
And not necessarily a peaceful world.
No.
Well, we have some burial mounds near here, and we call the place Chiefland. So.
Right.
Yeah, a lot going on here. And you're basically sitting in Tallahassee right now.
Right.
So that'd be a great thing for you to and dig in if you want to go down a rabbit hole. I tell you, I wish we had more time. We're kind of like you. We're limited.
I know.
And maybe we could get you back on the
show. This has been so fun.
And we'd love to get you in the field. Maybe go to a field site somewhere and do some exploring.
Right. Yeah.
And but one question we ask all our guests.
You know where the bodies are buried.
Yeah. Literally from thousands of years ago.
Oh, my God.
So one question we like to ask all our guests and this is a surprise. You didn't know this was coming. So, you know, we just want an authentic, right, answer.
Oh, Lord. It's my anxiety.
If you could go back maybe or speak to a young person or speak to your younger self, what is one guiding principle you would tell that person? Like, hey, this has always pulled me through. It's always worked for me, and I still follow it today. What is your number one most important guiding principle for Aubrey?
I'm going to say it. It sounds so silly, but honestly, is what would Osceola do?
Okay.
That is the arrow that guides me is, if he could do that, because he, that's what I always try to impress upon people, is he was not a myth. He was a flesh and blood human being. And if he was able to stand up against insurmountable odds, look a nation in the eye and say, I'm not going to take this.
Mm-hmm. Kind of a libertarian.
Exactly. Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know how he would identify himself like that. But for me, that's like, I want to be that person that stood up and stood by their convictions and did the right thing. Because there's so many people that want to twist history to a certain agenda, and I try to keep things as unbiased as possible, but at the same time, you know, for me, history and politics, these things are kind of inextricable from one another. Sure. And history is not just something that's happened 100 years ago, it's happening right now. So that's why I love showcasing people from modern day as well that are modern day history makers.
You need to learn from the mistakes of the past.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, Aubrey, you are doing it. You're doing
Thank
a good
you
job.
So much.
You're living by your principles. You're doing what Osceola would do, and we're grateful for it. And with when we have a guest here on the show, we love to give you some of our Barlow & Sons syrup.
Oh, my gosh.
We've been making that for generations, at least
Thank
seven
you.
Generations, I think, that we know of. Professor Barlow there makes it for us every year. So enjoy that.
You guys are the best.
When you want to get your sweet tooth out.
Thanks for being on the show. You're doing some work for us. You're researching one of our ancestors.
Yes.
And we're going to get that up as soon as you get. And we're going to give you time.
Thank you.
And a little homework assignment for you. We're looking forward to seeing that. But thanks for being on the show.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank y'all. Keep it Florida. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of the Palm and Pine Podcast. This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and should not be considered professional advice. The views and opinions expressed by the host or any guest are our own and do not necessarily reflect the views of any affiliates. Our opinions are just that, opinions, and are not legal or medical advice. But in our opinion, avoid lawyers and big pharma at all cost. Copyright 2025, Palm and Pine Podcast. All rights reserved. Please subscribe and share. Okay, until next time, keep it Florida, and we'll see you soon.